Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're in conversation with the chairman of the board of the Home Builders of Central Arizona from 1972, the year I got my driver's license, Bill.
Well, I'm only 39. I don't know.
And you wanted to be introduced as semi-retired realtor, Bill Goodhart, of Goodhart Realty.
Yeah, well, I still do a little real estate. Yeah.
Can't get your fingers out of the dirt, right?
No.
Well, we were talking about when the first time I was a framing contractor, and we were standing the walls, and we were getting ready to roll the trusses, and the foreman shows up and drops this box of silver brackets and these little bitty stubby nails, and he says, every rafter, every truss needs one of these nailed to the top. But we didn't even know what they were.
Well, unfortunately, I had a lot to do with that.
Are you the guy that did that
yeah,
to us?
Yeah, I'm the guy that headed the committee. They called it the Goodhart Committee, and all my builder friends hated me for it.
Well, as I remember, it had to be about 1969 or 1970. There was a horrific microburst up in kind of central North Scottsdale, up around Shea or Cactus, and it just ripped roof after roof after roof after roof off.
Oddly enough, as we went back and studied that, if the roof faced one way, it would be safe. It would still be there.
Interesting.
And then if the house faced the other way, it was like a wing of a plane. It would take off. And the roof would take off.
And we've got a very definitive prevailing wind direction here in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, for years, when we first started in Arizona, Phoenix was a small town, we were protected by the hills around us, the Score Peak, the South Mountain, all these hills. So we didn't get those winds, so it wasn't a problem. Then we expanded and started to build out. In Shea, we built down by the lakes in Tempe.
Yeah.
And the winds were strong there, and it changed what we needed to do.
Well, boy, we call it Simpson up the house. I mean,
That's right.
I mean, they're brackets, there's cross ties, there's shear ties.
Probably don't need them all, but, you know, the codes want them all. I heard a professor say, and I think he's right, if you probably put ties down at the corners only, You wouldn't lose your roof.
Most of the time, you'd probably be right?
But that's not what they do.
Some of the mistakes we've made, the building industry have made over the years. How about the colors we've gone into? I mean, you go into the historic districts, and you have that classic dowel tile. It's black, it's white, it's pink. It's got that little baby blue. But how about avocado? Where did that avocado thing come from in the 50s?
GE.
Was it GE?
GE came out with avocado green and harvest yellow.
Oh, the harvest yellow, yes.
You forgot the wonderful harvest yellow. And then we had a brown, which wasn't too bad, and white. Those were the four colors, with GE, which set the tone for everybody, for all the colors. And I told you the story of the house we had for resale, and it was avocado everywhere. It was avocado carpeting, avocado countertops, avocado appliances, avocado bath fixtures. Everything. And I thought to myself, we'll never sell this house. Well, happily, we found somebody that liked retro.
He walked in. He said he loves avocado.
He loved the house. It was retro.
How about
Shag? Well, those colors created a lot of jobs for a lot of people 50 years later.
Later on, yes.
And how about shag carpet?
Oh, yes.
The dirtiest thing on the planet.
That's right.
And we put in how much of it through the 60s?
Too much. You know, I used to put the carpeting down, so, I'd be choosing it, and that gave a good look for too much money.
Yeah, it was a very lush look. And we were putting that over the top in the 50s. We did a lot of just stained concrete red floors. We call it FHA red.
Yeah, well, and that was a little before me. I wasn't into that.
That's entry-level homes, but as a remodeler, we see it.
Oh, yes, you still see them.
Yeah.
And then they started to stain them brown, which wasn't as bad.
Stained them brown, that's right.
Yeah.
And that was FHA's requirement to put a mortgage on the house. You had to have a finished concrete floor.
That's right.
Gray unfinished wasn't going to cut it. So we'd throw a little monkey blood in there, we'd polish it off, we'd seal it, and boom, that's a finished floor.
Monkey blood, that's interesting.
Bill Goodhart, again, chairperson of the Home Builders of Central Arizona in 1972, home builder, realtor right here in the Valley of the Sun, talking about the 50s home. It's what our article is about in the Arizona Republic. In the next segment, in the 10 o'clock segment, we actually have Mr. Harold Perkins coming in from Galaxy Lending. He's going to talk about, Bill, if in 1959 you wanted to buy one of these homes for $10.80 a square foot, what would you put down and what would your mortgage payment be?
20% down.
20% down, 20-year mortgage, not 30-year mortgage.
Well, you could get some 30s with savings and loans, but okay. Maybe 20.
All right. And do you know what the interest, do you remember the interest rate?
6%.
6%. And we did a little check here. In 1959, in October 1959, you could actually get a 20-year fixed conventional with 20% down for 4.08, which is almost exactly the same rate as today. Bill Goodhart of Goodhart Realty. Bill, thanks for coming in and just taking a tour down memory lane with me. I really had fun.
Okay.
All right. Thank Harold Perkins, it. Galaxy Lending, up next.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.